piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent. And we're the food guys.
One of the staples of cooking is the stock. And we visit this topic.
There are a lot of really good quality ones you can buy now.
Yes, much more so than was once the case.
You can buy organic brands. You can buy brands that are low sodium or unsalted.
Mm-hmm.
You can just salt it yourself.
Let the cook do seasoning, yeah.
But in terms of meat stocks, the two most common ones would be chicken and beef. What you want from a stock is a lot of the gelatin that's contained within the tissues of the meat.
That's right.
One of the best ways of getting the gelatin out is you need a lot of liquid. So you're not really boiling, you're simmering.
Yep.
But for chickens, you use backs, wings, necks, and if you can get the feet, they are the richest source of the collagen that makes that stock have a nice amount of body. And then for beef stock, you also want a lot of gelatin. So beef shank and oxtail, those are preferable.
Yeah, all those cuts, whether it's chicken, beef, or pork, the fine cuts that you relish for steaks and chops and the breast of chicken,
that's not what you want to
useful
for, a stock.
For your stock.
Useful.
Forget about it.
No.
You're not going to use that. But I was going to suggest it's a really valuable thing to go and buy a whole chicken, especially if you know that it's not something that was raised in a box, you know, with 17 other chickens. If you take a whole chicken home and you roast it, basically you're going to eat the breast and the drumsticks and the thighs. And then what are you going to do with the rest of it? I'll tell you what, you've got there the makings of a huge and fabulous stock.
Exactly. And this is a bird that you've already eaten partly or most of.
That's right. All those wingtips and stuff like that. The neck. Wow, I'll tell you, the neck is really worthwhile. I wouldn't put the chicken liver in there.
No, I wouldn't either. The heart is okay to put in. Let's say you do start off with the leftovers of a roasted chicken. So you have the carcass.
Yeah.
Put that into a pot. You add some celery, some carrots, maybe a cut up onion or two. You can actually take a tomato and cut that up and put it in as well. A little bit of acid is always good when you're doing a stock. And then add water to pretty much cover everything by about an inch. Put it on very low heat from the very beginning. I don't like to crank the heat up and bring it almost to a boil and then turn it down, because usually what happens is I forget about it.
Yeah.
And then I notice that it's boiling, and then by that time it's gotten cloudy.
Yeah.
Because too much heat has caused things to happen in the chicken too quickly, and so you get all this protein that comes out really fast, and you don't want it to come out fast.
Yeah, that's right.
So I put it on a low heat, then I tend to forget about it. And then I check it every so often. You'd want a bubble or two to break the surface every once in a while.
You can just leave it there on the step.
3 to 4 hours is all you need for chicken.
Yeah.
Once it's done, then you strain it. Then what I would do is I would cool it and then refrigerate it uncovered. If you cover a hot stock, it's going to turn sour. Uncovered while it's hot, refrigerate it, and then the fat will rise to the surface. The next day, you take the stock out, you scrape the fat off, and you've got this wonderful liquid that you can season according to what you like.
So now, what would you do with beef?
With beef, I would take the oxtail and shank, for example, and I would roast it at 450 degrees for about an hour to get a crust on it.
Yeah.
The last hour, I could add a couple of onions that I've cut open, carrots that I've also cut up into chunks so that they get a nice roasting as well. I would take all of that and put it into a pot. Then I have this pan that I've roasted all the meat and vegetables in. I would put that on top of the stove and add water to it. And then I would deglaze it, meaning scrape up all those wonderful juices, and then add that to the pot with the meat and the carrots and the onions. And then I'd put in some celery and parsley and add water to cover. Cook it very, very slowly, probably for about 10 hours. And that would get all of the flavor out. All of the collagen would be melted by then. And you'd have a wonderful stock. Again, you would drain it and cool it and then refrigerate it uncovered. And then the next day, degrease it. And then you could concentrate it down if you wanted something more concentrated.
Essentially the same thing with pork.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Or lamb.
Or lamb. The same thing.
Yeah. Come up with a great stock.
Mm-hmm.
And people will say, wow, this tastes so good. You must be a genius cook. And you just say, well, I listen to
the food guys.
Da 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 da